I am a huge Joan Jett fan. She is the original heavy metal female punk rocker, and I love her.
Amen. I couldn't agree more. Joan Jett's fantastic. So welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News. It's been a couple of minutes since we talked to you on the air. But first of all, congratulations on the interim position.
Thanks. I appreciate that.
Absolutely. So now your former position over the Enterprises, are we hiring for that position? Are you still doing that job and the new job as well now that Kara Fiddler has left? Or what's kind of your job responsibilities right now?
Yeah, so I'm still doing my deputy city administrator job, so I'm still overseeing all of the Enterprises, which are the port, the airport, the Pensacola Energy gas company, and then I also have Parks and Recreation, the parking enterprise, and the Sanger Theater under that umbrella.
Oh, I didn't know Sanger was there, too. Okay,
Kara's all right. Former duties. Yeah, yeah, and so I've absorbed Kara's former duties, and no, we are not currently advertising for a deputy city administrator position. We are, the mayor is doing a national search for a city administrator. You know, I don't want to fill my old position until I know if I'm going to have to go back to my old position or not.
Good. Well, you know, I've always been a believer that, now I know you can do any of the jobs. Like I have full confidence in you, but, I know a lot of times we promote people and, you know, maybe it turns out they're just a lot better at the thing they were doing before. And I've always thought it was kind of a mistake to not keep that as a possibility. And I love the idea of trial or interim basis promotions because, you know, you might find out they're a rock star at the next level. You might find out that they were best as a rock star at the prior level, you know, and I don't know why you have to lose the perfect person for the prior job. You know what I mean? So.
Right. I agree with that completely, Andrew, and I 100% support the mayor's desire to do a national search. You don't know what diamonds are out there until you look. And, you know, to be completely honest, you know, I'm, you know, 5 years or less to retirement. And so that factors into the decision making process as well. What I've told the mayor is that I'm here to help him succeed as mayor, however he needs me to help him for however long he needs me to help him.
Outstanding. Well, I wanted to ask you, we got a lot of stuff to talk about, but one that just came to my attention, and wouldn't you know it, we've got a parking question for the interim city administrator. I know the plan has been, you know, a plan that DC and I have talked about many times, but the plan has been that on Palafox, the free parking, the plan is to that's going to kind of go away. And the plan is to expand the footprint of overall paid parking downtown. And the plan is also to eliminate the free late at night parking, which had been the norm. You know, parking would end at 5 or at 7 or 8 or 10 or whatever. And that at night is actually one of the hardest times to preserve parking inventory. So I know that that's all coming. But yesterday, somebody sent me a picture of a kiosk that has been installed on Palafox south of Garden with a note that says paid parking coming September 1st. Is that the rollout of the end of the 2 hours free on Palafox?
Yes. Yes, it is. And the mayor has talked about that pretty regularly in press conferences since about, as early as last fall, frankly, last year during the budget process leading into October in the new fiscal year, we started talking about these various changes to our parking program, the expansion of the parking district, the paid parking on Palafox, the change in the hours, change in rates. And we've been implementing those in a progression.
Mm-hmm.
And the next step in that progression is the implementation of the paid parking on Palafox. And so folks will notice those kiosks going in. They're not active yet. You don't have to pay to park until we'll announce it when it goes live. There'll be plenty of notification. But those kiosks are going in a few at a time because they're being delivered to us by the manufacturer a few at a time.
Okay.
So that's how that's taking place.
And I just refresh my memory, there will not be any more free parking on Palafox all the way down to Plaza de Luna. Is that correct? If you're not sure, that's okay. I don't remember.
I'm not sure, Andrew. I'm not sure where the paid is going to to end, but that may very well be correct.
Okay, but at least, I mean, I think at least to Maine, if I'm not mistaken. Below Maine, I don't remember
correct.
For sure, but
yes,
okay.
At least to Maine.
Okay. Yeah. And that's, but again, just for people who are just tuning in and losing their minds, September 1st. it's not already in effect. That's coming September 1st. So very
that's
good.
Correct. September 1st is the target implementation date, yes.
Speaking of parking, you guys recently added a lot in the grassy knoll, I like to call it, behind the fire station on the north side of Langley in the Devil's Triangle sort of area there for overflow parking for the airport. And a lot of times when I drive by there, I don't see many cars, but apparently, at least periodically, it's been full or almost full. Is that right?
Yeah, that lot gets a lot of a good bit of use, a good bit of consistent use. That particular lot, because it is so remote to the airport, is a long-term parking lot, flat rate. So I don't recall what the flat rate is, but you can park there for up to 30 days for one flat rate.
Okay.
And a lot of folks do choose to use that and shuttle over to the airport because it's, you know, frankly, cheaper than parking right next to the terminal building at the airport.
And shuttling to a parking lot is something that you do in every airport in the known universe. It's just something we haven't really had as much here of, right?
That's absolutely correct. And we just have – our airport is just growing so fast that, you know, we're outpacing our growth projections that we weren't supposed to achieve until, like, 2030.
Yeah.
So we're really playing catch-up trying to get the airport not only the terminal, but parking as well, to catch up with the just amazing growth we're seeing.
You are, and you have been working on, but you are now especially tasked with working on some of the sort of big picture projects that the mayor wants to do and that the city is implementing, the strategic plan, the CRA revision, and the land development code update. My best understanding of the current stage of the LDC update is simplification in the sense of trying to make sure that there are no conflicts, no weirdnesses that are just kind of silly, but also just trying to make the thing simpler, maybe fewer categories, just trying to make it a little bit more user-friendly. Is that basically the goal at this phase of the LDC revamp?
Yeah, that's exactly right. It's not really a complete rewriting or a complete overhaul of the LDC. It's really a review to look at, you know, kind of how user-friendly is our land development code? Does it make sense? Is it organized into categories that make sense? Is it easy to find the information? And as you said, do we have code that conflicts with one another that would cause confusion for, you know, folks trying to develop a project or a business or a home or whatever? So it's that kind of review of kind of updating, yes, but really right-sizing and right-packaging our land development code.
And then also you're working on the strategic plan for the city, and I always ask this question because I think a lot of people hear the term strategic plan and they think that it falls into the kind of the Dilbert-esque sort of word generator things that don't mean much, but a strategic plan is meant to be like a mission statement for the city so you can say this is on mission or this is off mission for us, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. It's a way, you know, I always say, for example, with the port plan that was done several years ago, it's very easy to sell to the public or sell to city council or sell to the administration a new customer at the port, a new cargo opportunity at the port, if you can tie it back to that plan and say it is consistent with the plan in these areas. And that's the same reason that you have a citywide strategic plan, so that all of our city departments can gauge what they're spending their time on based on what our goals are for the city of Pensacola. And I think it's going to be a very robust process. Right now, we are still in the community input stage, and I would like to say for any of your listeners who haven't gone online and who haven't taken the survey, please do it. They can just Google Thrive to Strive Pensacola, and that website should be the first thing that populates in their Google search. It's really, really important that we get particularly younger folks, 25 and under, to take it, and minority communities to take the survey.
Yeah, Drive to Strive, and it's just comes up as strivepensacola.com. So that's the – nope, that is a different website.
No, but thrive.
Oh, drive to thrive. I promoted something that is completely unrelated to what you're doing. I'm so sorry. I was trying to be helpful, and here I had failed completely. So, yeah, very good. I love it. Yeah, Pensacola2035.com, I think, is the one. If I'm not wrong about that one, maybe we just move on.
Yep.
It's funny because I read the website name, not thinking about it, and then I'm looking, and I'm like, oh, that description does not match what she's talking about. So, okay, fair enough. Last thing for you, Amy Miller. Live radio is live radio. The red light cameras and all of that, I know I kind of ask persistently because I think everybody's kind of waiting for it. It's kind of like the parking kiosks, you know. We knew it's coming, but we keep hoping it's not this week. The red light cameras, some of us are like, we know it's coming and we hope it's this week. And some people are like, but I hope it's never. It's going to happen, but you're still, waiting on? What are we waiting on at this point?
We are waiting on, the project has to be permitted by the state of Florida. So we're waiting on that approval to come through. And we also, when the vendor surveyed the locations that we're going to install that infrastructure, some of them don't have existing electrical service that meets the requirements for the for running the cameras.
Okay.
And so we have some electrical work that's going to have to be done at those intersections in advance of the installation.
Okay, so permitting and parts, which makes sense, you know, and in the post-COVID world, it's always the parts, and in the Florida world, it's also always the permitting, so I get that.
Isn't that the truth?
Amy Miller is the Interim City Administrator for the City of Pensacola. Amy, thank you so much for the time, and I don't know how often you get celebrated in public, but I've known you as long as I've lived here for 10 years, and, you know, you have been a fantastic resource to the city the entire time and also very available and willing to talk with me about things. So I appreciate you, and I know a lot of people appreciate the work that you do for the city. So best of luck, whether it's a full-time city administrator or back to the former deputy or anything else, but I know we appreciate you a lot. So thanks for the time this morning.
Thanks, Andrew. I appreciate it.